Now, for Telemachus, the suitors had been plotting death and doom. But toward them, on the left, a bird came flying, a soaring eagle clutching a timid dove. Whereat Amphinomus called to them thus and said, "Ah, friends, this plan of ours will not run well, this murder of Telemachus. Let us rather turn to feasting." So said Amphinomus, and his saying pleased them. Entering the house of princely Odysseus, they threw their coats upon the couches and the chairs, and they began to kill great sheep and fatted goats, to kill sleek pigs and the heifer of the herd. They roasted the inward parts and passed them round, and mixed wine in the mixers. The swineherd passed the cups. Philetius, ever foremost, handed them bread in goodly baskets. Melanthius poured the wine. So on the food spread out before them they laid hands. And now Telemachus, with crafty purpose, seated Odysseus within the stately hall, by the stone threshold, providing him a common bench and little table. He gave him portions of the inward parts, and, pouring him wine into a golden cup, he thus addressed him. "Sit here among the men and sip your wine, and I will keep you from the taunts and blows of all the suitors. This is no public house. It is Odysseus' own, acquired for me. Therefore, you suitors, check your taste for insult and abuse, or else there may be strife and quarrel here." He spoke, and all with teeth set in their lips marveled, because Telemachus had spoken boldly. Then said Antinous, Eupeithes' son, "Harsh as it is, Achaeans, let us take the bidding of Telemachus. He speaks with lofty threatening. Zeus, son of Cronus, hindered, or long ago we in the hall had stopped him, shrill talker though he be." So said Antinous. Telemachus did not heed his words. For pages came, leading along the town a hecatomb of cattle sacred to the gods. Long-haired Achaeans, too, assembled in the shady grove of the archer king Apollo. But when the rest had roasted the outer flesh and drawn it off, dividing up the portions, they held a famous feast, and those who served set for Odysseus a portion quite as large as that they took themselves. For this was the bidding of Telemachus, the son of princely Odysseus.